Hey, everyone, I forgot my line.
It's Jim Phoenix here.
Hey, everyone, it's Jim Phoenix here. Oh, do the rest. You're doing well. Go for it, Box.
Thanks.
I mean, Jim.
Hey, everybody, it's Jim Phoenix here. We got a brand new exciting episode for you on Streaming Demons. We're going to talk about bitches. Is that it? Is that it, Box? No, it's not it, Jim. I think we're talking about bitches. All that and more on the next Streaming Demons. Hit it.
God damn, that was good. Good job. Yeah, making me laugh. Okay. I'm bam. Bam. Cut that out of music.
I knew you were gonna do that. I was waiting for it.
It's no longer Pride Day, so fuck that song. We're not doing that.
Pride anymore. Every day.
No, I ain't got no pride. I'm doing a show with you. There's absolutely no pride left.
There is no pride in this.
Welcome to Streaming Demons, where we give you some streaming and some demons. Or if you sell candles, steaming.
Yeah, it was like Screaming,
dreaming
demons, screaming. Those are good. Those are good soaps, though.
Or, I can't do that one. I shouldn't do that one. Never mind.
Semen.
No, streaming not demons? Semen demons. Oh. We actually did the episode of Semen Demons.
Oh, that's right. We did.
Yeah.
The 69 one.
It was episode 69. It came out like in season 3, 712 episodes later, but yeah.
It's a retroactive. We retconned it.
Well, this is what I want to say. If you're new to Streaming Demons, this is a great episode to be on because we got a little bit of witches. Not a little bit of everything, but we got some witchy stuff for you.
We do.
And this is going back to our original, how Haunted MTL started off. It was actually a ghost hunting site. But after that, when we decided to start to do like...
When we solved all the ghost problems in the world.
In the world, we decided just like to write about it then. And the very first review on this site was about the witch.
The Vivitch.
Yeah.
I almost watched that and said, this is the best movie ever.
You almost watched it? Stars.
Well, I have watched it before, but I almost watched it for this episode.
Oh, for this episode? Oh, God. Yeah. That would have been, like, horrific. Not in a good way.
That would have been hilarious. That would have been funny.
Yeah.
I remember there's a goat in it. I remember Seth. Zeth Martinez? Sorry.
Zeth Martinez is in The Witch? Shit, I would watch it then. If Zeth's Witch, I would watch this shit.
We have a writer, and he wrote an article about it and gave it very high stars.
Oh, that's right. My apologies. I remember that was a time I said I was going to fire him for doing that. You're fired, son. Get the fuck out of here.
Yes, but we have witches today.
Yeah, we do. And we were going to do the top four type thing. We can still do a quick four witches, can we? Like, not even talk about them, just like, what are your top four favorite witch movies? And then talk about our particular movies.
Okay. I mean, we're doing that. Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Do it live. Bill Riley. Ooh, that's someone who's going to be his vice president, I'm guessing.
All right. Topical.
I know. So before you lose us, why don't you hit like and subscribe now? And remember, right, exactly. The podcast is called Streaming Demons. Dagnabbit. Yes. Unless you're Liquid IV, and then we're last podcast on the left.
We're much, much better podcasts if you're Liquid IV.
Yeah, Liquid IV, please send your complaints there. To my address there, of course, yes.
Yes, of course. So witches, there's all types of witches.
Porn, yeah. Mostly it was like soft porn for video stores for that like period of the 80s where they all did like the witch killings and witch hunts, and this all just basically lesbian porn.
You know, the softcore porn that I watched was in the 90s, and it was much different. It was all femme fatales then.
Femme fatale witches?
Mm. Yeah, well, no, they weren't. Witches. Okay.
Okay, let's go back and forth. Let's go back and forth.
Okay.
And see, we'll just name some top witch movies that we top not. We the only thing is, the ones we're not reviewing. Right. We can't mention the ones we're reviewing because we're kind of redundant.
Right.
So I'll just, you know, what would be one of your top witch movies?
You know, I know it's like a classic, but I do like the Bell Witch, but it's the Blair Witch. They turned it into the Blair Witch.
I wrote the fucking sequel to that. Did you like the sequel? No one did. Fuck off. Never mind.
Now, was it the sequel that was like the Book of Shadows type thing? Oh,
fuck
thing?
No. No. I wrote a sequel. I'm not going to say with David Schmoller because that sounds misleading if I say I wrote the sequel with David Schmoller. I wrote the sequel for David Schmoller, which sounds even more misleading. I was in the vicinity of David Schmoller when I wrote the sequel. That's more truthful to the point. So you said Blair Witch. I'll get that. No, Blair Witch Project.
It was like at that time of my life where, you know, I was scared to death of everything and I would go to summer camps and because we had like a ghost story witch, you know, that was there called Green Eyes and Green Eyes is going to get you and blah, blah, blah. So I was completely and utterly terrified of it. And I appreciate what it is now.
A mastermind of marketing.
Well, yes, especially back in those days. Found footage, because we have had found footage before that, but it really came up into the surface of like the public a bit more.
What was found footage before that? Give me an example.
Cannibal Holocaust, which you hate.
Oh, that was found footage? Fuck those people. Fuck Cannibal Holocaust. Fuck all that shit. Give me one that's not going to make people like angry.
Blair Witch Project.
Yeah. Then it goes like Paranormal. What was
Grave Blumhouse Encounters stuff? After that?
Oh, Hell House LLC.
Haunting of Hell House LLC. Paranormal Activity. And then if you want to go to the big movie monster route, there was Cloverfield.
Cloverfield? VHS?
Yeah, VHS.
All the VHS.
Poughkeepsie tapes, which I have reviewed on here. Poughkeepsie.
Motherfucker. I know. Every time I see the city, I'm like, oh shit. I just hear the boxes. Poughkeepsie.
Okay. Anyway, the tapes.
Veteran.
The P tapes. Those P tapes.
Those P tapes. Oh, I've seen those P tapes too, man. I didn't want to, though.
Found footage.
It fucking was found footage. You're saying Blair Witch kind of starts off the popular found footage regime.
I would say so, because I mean it made a shitload more money than they thought it was ever going to make, and it really stuck into the consciousness. Even Scooby-Doo had like a parody of it, so it really was in the public mind, so it kind of pushed that.
Well, shit, I'll take that one, but I'm going to rebound this back on you. You're doing Blair Witch Project, Witches of Eastwick. Bam.
That's how MILFs were made. I never saw it.
You never saw the Witches of fucking Eastwick with Jack Nicholson?
I haven't, no.
Are you shitting me?
I'm not shitting you.
1987, Witches of Eastwick with, get this, Michelle Pfeiffer, Susan Sarandon, and Cher.
Oh, God, they're all beautiful.
How the fuck did you miss that movie?
I know. That does seem like a movie that I would absolutely adore. And I didn't. Like, I didn't see it.
Okay. It's 87, so...
It'll have to be on my list, then.
Okay. I'm with Frank with you. Hey, I'm Frank now. All right, anyways. Oh,
you're Frank? I thought you were Jim.
Yeah, I'll be Jim then. Wah, 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 wah. Witches of Eastwick. Now I'm doing it. Came out in 87. And remember, kids, this is before the internet was, you know, you guys are all lucky, dude. We had the Sears catalog and maybe maybe an occasional nipple slip somewhere on TV. If you use your imagination, the news reporter might be wearing white one day. That's it. That's it, goddammit. That's all we fucking had.
Yeah.
So the Witches of Eastwick, like, which is a PG movie.
Anatomy book, you know. But go on.
Who can afford books? Sorry, rich people. We want rich people like y'all's. Like, books. No one taught me how to read. But we've have this thing called Witches of Eastwick, and it was not Skinamax. So it was a legit movie.
Yeah.
But damn,
those are legit actors.
Cher, Susan Sarandon, Michelle Pfeiffer. I'm not even sure if this is before or after Pfeiffer does. I think this is before Pfeiffer does Batman.
He was so good on Batman.
It was such a good awakening for some people. That's why it has to be a top witch movie for me. Yeah. Hands All down. Right. What's your next one?
I'm going to say the movie that scared the shit out of me, but I absolutely adored, which was The Witches, which was based on Roald Dahl book, and it had Angelica Houston. It was terrifying.
Terrifying how?
Well, it was worked on with Jim Henson. So when the witches turned into witches, they basically, it was like a body morph of them, like tearing kind of off their skin to become these wrinkled, horrid, gross, grotesque beings of pure evil.
I'll still go for that shit.
Like, it was, there was a lot of body horror in it, especially for, like, as a child, I believe, and it's been a while for me, but they got all turned into mice, and one of them got their tail cut off a little bit. Yeah, it was horrendous. But just watching, I mean, they did an incredible job with prosthetics and practical effects to where it just absolutely is utterly terrifying as these people, as these women reveal themselves from these beautiful facades to be these ugly and shriveled and disgusting looking witches.
Well, that's kind of a critique on society, you think?
Well, I mean, like, as a kid, I was just like, ew, scary.
But, right. Yeah, no, as a kid, sure. But as an adult, you can kind of see it as like, well, they're probably making some sort of beauty of skin deep attribute.
Well, I mean, like, they were evil, so they were evil on the outside and in the inside, but to them the ugliness was conceived as beautiful, you know. It was a flip side.
I was like almost like a Frankenstein. Okay,
so all right. And there were good witches with it too, and, you know, like the whole Glinda, there's good witches and bad witches, but it was very terrifying. When I was a kid, I especially hated like body horror scenes. So like in Pinocchio when they turn into donkeys, and Willow when they turn into pigs, it utterly terrified me.
The cartoon.
Huh?
Pinocchio the cartoon.
Yeah, Pinocchio the cartoon. When they turn into donkeys and his little hands turn into hooves and he's screaming, Mama! Scare the fuck out of me.
Really? You didn't grow up with Bambi's mom getting shot in the first 3 minutes of the fucking theaters.
Deer get shot.
Oh, okay.
It sucks, but it happens. But
well, then we're going to mine.
Turning into an animal.
Yeah, well, you want to turn into an animal? I think this actually happens here. Warlock.
Okay, it's been Julian a while. Sands. It's been a hot second.
With Julian fucking Sands.
And yeah, we talked about
and Laurie Singer.
We talked about Julian Sands before.
Yeah. So we won't go. Yeah, we've talked about this movie before, so we won't get that.
I think we did. Yeah.
Obviously, if you haven't seen Warlock 89, go check it out. Julian Sands.
I think it's
Fran Tubi.
Fran Tubi.
Fuck him all. What's your next one? What's the next one?
You caught me off guard.
I can do another
wait,
one.
Wait. Just no. Tell us about the Warlock in Warlock.
About the Warlock in Warlock?
Yeah,
imagine like some hot-ass blonde dude coming to kill everyone so he can destroy the world. That's basically the tagline for Warlock. Julian Sands was so good in it. Well, Sands was so good in it. I actually, as a kid, I believed he was a fucking warlock. Not really. I'm not dumb. But I'm like, shit, this guy's a good monster actor. So I see him in other films. It kind of blows my mind going like, That's the motherfucker ripping people's dicks off and shit. Like, now he's doing like massages. And... yeah. Well, you know, the one film you're not going to see Julian Sands in, right? Eh? Mm-hmm. You won't see him in the Warlock 1959 version of it. We're about the Wild West. So don't watch that one. Watch the 89 version.
There is the Wild West.
Yeah. Warlock from 59 was with, oh God, Henry Fonda.
Oh gosh.
And it's a six gun shooter, as you know. So don't see that one. See the one with Julian Sands.
Yeah, don't see that one.
Uh-huh. You don't even know what movie you want to talk about. Box?
I don't. Okay, okay, okay. Sleepy Hollow. Sleepy Hollow.
Which is Sleepy Hollow? Johnny Depp or the cartoon one?
With Johnny Depp.
I agree.
Yeah. Honestly, when I first saw Sleepy Hollow, I was not a fan. I thought it was ridiculous, over the top. And then when somebody said, hey, it's like a Hammer horror movie and it pays homage to it, I'm like, oh my God, everything makes sense now.
Yo, wait. Allegedly, you can't say it's like Hammer's horrors. Okay? Allegedly, Hammer had horrors. You can't say that for realsies.
No, Hammer had lots of whores.
Really?
Lots of whores.
Allegedly. Yeah.
Like Peter Cushing was a whore.
No.
Christopher
can't
Lee.
Touch this.
A Hammer whores.
Hammer whores.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just pay them. I don't hammer them. Well, you know, maybe that one way I do it. But, you know, other than that, not really. Okay, so you're talking about whores.
Horrors. Yep. But I really appreciated it. There are two witches in that. His mother, who was accused of witchcraft and who was killed of witchcraft. And then his love interest, Christina Ricci.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the... Oh, that's Sleepy Hollow. I'm like, what kind of hair my horror has Christina Ricci in it? None of them did, motherfucker, because that's called Sleepy Hollow. Okay.
Sleepy Hollow.
I'll take that one.
It was
one.
A good reimagining. Yeah.
Are we going to... Okay, we're not going to do a TV because otherwise we just talk about True Blood and stuff like that. So we're going to talk
about
movies,
maybe,
right?
Movies. Yeah. Okay, just movies.
Then my next one is Macbeth with Denzel Washington.
Oh.
Black and white Shakespeare with Denzel's. Bam.
It's
witches.
In black and white?
Boom. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's the black and white, man. With Denzel. I think Apple put it out. And it hit a slight theatrical release, especially in Montreal area with the Dollar Cinema, where somehow it just played magically. Magically played. But it's got Denzel, it's got Francis McDormand, it's got some Alex Hassel.
Oh, I like Francis McDormand.
It's got some Miles Anderson's in there. It's got a lot of cool people, man. You should watch. If you haven't watched Macbeth, Black and White with Denzel, I don't think I need to say more than just Denzel at this point. Joel Cohen does it. Damn. That's hot. What's the next one?
Okay, my next one is Teen Witch. And it's a comedy. It's not as much horror.
It is
really cute. Huh?
It's like Teen Wolf or no?
It's kind of like Teen Wolf, but I guess for girls. It's Teen Witch. She becomes a witch on her birthday and... you know, she puts a love spell and she makes her friend be able to rap and.
Oh, God.
So, stuff like that. You know, it's a fun movie. It's one of those campy 80s inconsequential movies that you can put on and it's a feel good. So you'll have fun with it.
I can see that. And we'll do. Okay, let me do one. It was 1980s, you said?
It was in the 80s. Yeah, that was 89.
1982. The movie that made my entire family, obviously not my dad, freak out. Some people throw up. Some people have shivers and shakes. They couldn't even go to sleep.
What?
Sword and the Motherfucking Sorcerers. 1982.
I don't think I've ever
exactly.
heard of that.
Let me tell you the stars. You tell me if you even heard of them. Lee okay. Horsley.
No.
Kathleen Beller.
Simon
McCracken. George Maharis. Richard Lynch, maybe. You don't even know any of these people in this movie. It's rated R.
Is Richard Lynch like David Lynch's someone?
Oh, God, that would be funny, but I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
It's just like ex-Marine who did like Lord of the Salem. He did a lot of cool stuff in horror, like Mummy's Kiss, Final Combat, Corpse of Forever, okay. Halloween. Like I said, Witches of Salem.
Wow, okay.
Man. Ancient Warriors.
I've never heard of this. So people got really upset or what?
This is a rated R movie.
Okay. All right. I've watched those.
If I was to make it comparable, I would say Crawl.
Okay.
But without, I don't know. It was Crawl with a lot more blood and guts and ass.
Okay.
All right. And here's the thing.
All right.
It's not even, if I look at it now, it's laughable. It's, right. It's just fucking laughable. Then, but at that time, in the 83.
1950s, when you were 12. 20 years old.
Yeah. I was buying hooch. All right. What's your next one? We'll do one more each. What's the next one?
Okay. So I got, two more. Practical Magic, but I don't like Practical Magic, but a lot of people do. So I will say Practical Magic, but the one that I do like that I think is very cool is Suspiria, especially the original one.
Suspiria.
They did do a second, the reimagining in 2018, which was good, but I feel like the first Suspiria really encapsulates like the strangeness of witchcraft, the weirdness of dance and being in a different country and all these weird things, because it's kind of like a mystery in a way, wrapped into this witch coven and agenda. But also a lot of people like Practical Magic. I don't, but there's new Practical Magic coming out, so
is that the one with Bette Midler?
No.
Oh, that was Hocus Pocus.
Oh, but Hocus Pocus is really good too. Yeah, I do really like Hocus Pocus. No, Practical Magic is with Sandra Bullock and...
Oh, yeah. The other one's coming out. They do a sexy poster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I haven't watched Kim, the first one.
What's her... No, not Kim.
Kim Cattrall?
Nicole Kidman.
Or Nicole Kidman, which is my 13th guess, I was going to say.
Yeah, right.
From the word Kim.
Right. We almost got there.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I'll see that one. You know what? I'm not going to mention the Harry Potters, although they will fit.
I'm not either. They will fit. But I'm not going to either.
No, but I like those Harry Potter movies that made me read the book.
I read the first book, and I read... Wait, and I watched... half of two of the movies.
They're not for everyone. The one, however, if I have just one more witch. One more witch. I'm going to do Star Wars. Motherfucking space witches. Yeah.
Okay, who was a space witch in Star Wars? Why? How?
If Luke's an old space wizard, Leia's an old space witch. That's how it works. I always
felt like...
The Force?
Are they witches, though?
The Force? I mean,
that's not...
Yoda's like a trickery. Witch, right?
Well, I guess
All right. Fine. I'll do another one. Any Which Way But Loose. It's got witch in the fucking title. Any Which Way like By Loose. By Loose, well. Any Wait. Which Way But Loose.
Right
turn, Clyde. Bam. Clint Eastwood.
Does it have a witch?
Yeah, in the title. Any Which Way But Loose.
I don't think it's the right.
It could be any witch. Way you want, but you just can't be a loose witch because that's a horror.
I don't think that works. Okay. Anyway.
Fine. I'll do one more witch movie. Jeez, you guys are giving me right now. Easy.
Now who's stalling?
No, I'm not stalling. I don't know what you mean by Stalin. Like the guy who used to rule Russia, Stalin?
The Love Witch? The Love Witch was good.
No, if this was actually, like, if we could do TV, I would mention The Witcher as well.
Oh, yeah, The Witcher. That would be one, too.
That would be a great one. I'm not going to mention, what was the other one? The Craft.
Season of the Witch.
Any of those movies. I'm not going to mention Season of the Witch. It's not even like the top 10 Nick Cage movies. That's a Nick Cage movie, right?
No, that is a Nick Cage movie. No, I was talking about the 72 one. But yeah, you're right. I think it is another one. You're right. Well, there's the 72 one, and then there's the Nick Cage one. And the Nick Cage one is a hoot and a half.
A hoot and a half. I want. Did Bewitched ever make an actual movie? Because that would be mine, Bewitched.
Yeah, Bewitched, it had Will Ferrell in it.
Oh, shit. No, never mind. I meant the actual Bewitched.
Nope, you already said it.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Bam.
That's a TV show.
Was it really? Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe got witch right in the shit.
Okay, fine, fair.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do then.
All right.
So if you're new, we usually don't spend 25 minutes talking about witch movies.
And Googling, like, furiously.
Furiously, what's a witch movie? Oh, but shit.
There are actually a lot of good witch movies out there.
Yeah, find some. It'll be fine. Yeah. Now, we are... Mm-hmm. Go ahead, have you go first. What movie did you do, Box?
I did Witchery.
Witchery.
Witchery. It is a movie.
It is a movie.
I think it had a plot. I don't know. It's also La Casa 4, if you're following along at home. La Casa 4 Witchcraft, but it's an Italian horror, but with not Italian, so it has David Hasselhoff. It's got the Hoff and Primo Hoff action.
Who?
Yeah, and 89 Hoff, too.
And 89? So it's like
Primo Hoff. It has Linda Blair and then a whole bunch of other people that you probably will not know.
Is this the one where Linda Blair gets naked?
No.
I'm thinking of Playboy.
The other girl gets naked. You are thinking of Playboy.
Oh.
This is the Linda Blair who's pregnant. But the pregnant bit goes through in and out. Sometimes she looks very pregnant, and sometimes she looks like she's bloated. This is basically where Hasselhoff and his girlfriend are basically, like, crashing at this one place that's supposed to be haunted by witches, because she's doing her master's on witches or something.
Right.
She is completely sex repulsed. Every time he's like, hey, kissy kissy, she's like, fuck you, sleep on the floor. In the meantime, we're barraged with a whole bunch of other characters, namely this one family that's like, we're going to buy this house and turn it into a hotel and
Beetlejuice.
Kind of. So they come to this because it's on an island. They come to this witch
hotel. With the Epstein Island?
No, it's the witch island. It's like a witchy island.
I don't know which island you're talking about.
It's like the witch
one. Is it Whore Island?
It is witch
island. That does exist in my mind, too.
Witch island on Whore.
It's Whore Island. River. I love it. Okay, so they went to Whore Island. You should start with that.
They went to Whore Island. So at first, David Hasselhoff and his girlfriend are like trying to hide because, like, ooh, they can't catch us because we're literally like breaking and entering and living here.
Oh.
But the two families do coincide, and basically a whole bunch of shenanigans happen. Within the first, like, I would say 30 minutes, absolutely fucking nothing happens, except for establishing characters that have no character, and a woman in black who has, like, a really shiny brooch.
So I have to ask, Box, when you said the best witch movies we're going to do for this podcast, is that your definition of the best witch movie?
No, we just said we were going to do witch movies.
Oh, I thought it was the best witch movies. That's why. Nah. The title of the podcast. Look at the fucking title. The best witch horror movies.
Oh, well, I already told about the best witch horror movies.
Oh. So now we're going to talk
about... I did a shitty one.
Oh, I did not. I'm gonna win this one.
Okay, you're gonna win this one. You damn are. Right. But I have David Hasselhoff on my side, so all the Germans are gonna be agreeing with me.
Yeah. How will that work for the last person a bunch of Germans agreed with?
Their last counselor.
For the EU. Jesus Christ, where are we going with that one? That's dark. I was talking about the EU box.
Talking about, what's her name? Merkin? Merkin?
Oh my God. Merkel.
Merkel. Isn't that she married the family? No, that's Meghan Markle. Okay, so I'm thinking Meghan Markle and you're, okay. I'm really good with like politics from other places.
I see. So,
okay, so anyway,
you have Hasselhoff, you got Linda Blair's, what else?
Then people go into this weird random dimension of hell, maybe? Question mark?
The hell dimension.
And they get tortured and stuff. Huh. You finally do see boobies, but it's in the rape is not our sponsor scene. And it's really sad because I wanted to see happy boobies. And instead I got sad boobies.
No.
So. Yeah,
that's not good.
That's. Jeez. Yeah, that's.
So did it have effects? Boobies. Were they practical?
They were practical effects. They were fine. They were very Italian horror. They were more 70s. Like, they were very giallo. It was very giallo effects. So you get, like, the scene that you'll see, like, promoted is, like, somebody with their lips sewn together. That took, like, 5 minutes to do. Whoever did that, obviously that was their first go around doing that. Like, I don't think it would take 5 minutes to sew someone's lips, but anyway,
are they moving or
don't
dead?
Prove me wrong. Yeah, she was moving, she was alive.
Oh well, you know.
And then they stuffed her in a fireplace and then she like burnt to death. Oh. Because she was stuck in the fireplace, but the smoke would have gotten out, so they would have known that there was an obstruction in the fireplace.
Oh my
anyway.
God, you're deconstructing what's wrong with the scenes. When the premise is David Hasselhoff and Linda Blair.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
Go
you're
to
right.
an island.
David Hasselhoff
that's
and Linda
inhabited
Blair.
By other people, apparently. That's the only fucking dilemma they have.
And there's
in this movie.
A witch, I guess. There's a witch, I suppose. And she's like with a shiny brooch. And that's the movie.
Oh, okay.
The best witch movie, everyone. Uh-huh. Hooray.
What would you rate this one?
Apparently, I have to rate it 5 stars. No, I would rate this. I would give it a 2.
Do you understand why I confused you and Voodoo for a while, right?
What?
Like,
no.
This is the movie. This is my favorite movie. How would you give it? 1. What
I
the fuck?
I didn't know bad, we were right? doing our favorite witch movies, or else I would have watched The Blair Witch.
Okay.
I did watch the sequel to The Blair Witch, which was
Was it mine?
It might have been yours.
Did
it about
happen?
Her brother? Was
no,
it the brother?
It was about a brother. Yes, it was, but not
was
the way you're using
her,
the word.
Was it her brother going looking for her?
It was about a bunch of brothers looking for something.
Yeah, I don't think
we watched the same movie?
It's I don't mine, think you wrote
not
what I
one.
Watched.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you watched.
Yeah. But I did watch that one and it was not good. But I do recommend Blair Witch.
Right. So you don't you get the other one too? The Witchery with David Hasselhoff?
Witchery. Yeah. If you're a big Hoff fan, absolutely watch this movie. It's cheesy Hoff, but sadly they don't utilize him as much. And honestly, 90% of the movie are the characters looking very confused, which was the exact same reaction that I had. So, it's a very confusing movie.
Well, it's good for you. Be confused.
Good for me. Good for everyone. Good for the Hoff.
Yeah. Not every movie can be Piranha 3D. All right.
No.
Now my movies.
Oh, wait. I thought we were doing the movie together.
Oh, you do a movie, I do a movie, and then we do a movie together.
Okay, that's not what we
have you not done this show before?
Have we just we discussed this before? We actually do talk before the show.
I know.
Go ahead.
That reminds me, you did the introduction to the show so well. It reminded me of a thing I was going to do. I was going to interview myself.
Why?
For the book. Yeah, I was just going to go back and forth like that, like you did, like Box and Jim. I was like, I could do
right
that
now.
Yes, right now. It's a surprise. I'm doing my book now. No. I've got...
It's like your book does not have witches in it.
It's got something in it.
It has the F word, and not the one you're thinking of.
Yeah, I know. It's got a lot of the other F word, though.
It's got Fart Knocker.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Hey, that's my nickname, though. This comes from 2024 Empire Queen, the Golden Age of Magic, from IMDb. What? In a kingdom where magic is forbidden, a charming trio of adventurers embark on a dangerous quest in search of the legendary Sovereign Wand, which is needed to overthrow an evil queen and restore magic for all.
Legends of what?
What do you mean, which is what?
Legends of what?
Empire Queen, the Golden Age of Magic.
Why is it so long?
I have no idea how you think that's long. But anyways, this movie came out in 2024. It is making the rounds. You can get it on Amazon right now. I'll probably drop a link if you want it. And it is the brainchild of Chris Dane Owens and Jason Schultz, written and directed by both of them, and stars both of them along with Steel Pulse. Now, usually when I see written, directed, and stars by the same people, I'm like, oh, this is going to be fucking trash.
Yeah.
However,
I mean, we all get that little knee-jerk reaction.
Right. However, when I'm watching it, the way it starts out make me forget a lot about my fears.
Oh.
For example, there are movies that we've seen, there's movies we talked about, there's movies I've been in, where we're like, this movie is not that great, but it's not the actor's fault.
Right.
It might not even be the writer's fault. It could just be the sound or the cinematography is just shit, you know.
Or and so it drops down. The production
value. So you see the actors acting their ass off. If you don't know what can really make a great movie versus something that doesn't sound or feel right, is usually the background and stuff like that, how it appears, the normal Foley, stuff like that. This one hits it hard. And the fun thing is, not only do some of these people write and direct it and star in it, also cinematography is done by. So this is
a passion project.
Honestly, I think it is a passion project.
Well, yeah, when you're wearing many hats,
yeah, like,
that's a passion project. Like you have to work really hard to make sure it gets out.
Yeah, Jason does the cinematography and it works beautifully. And this is the thing. I looked at the runtime. I ain't going to lie. At the runtime, when I saw it, I was like, holy fuck, am I seeing this wrong?
Two and a half hours. I'm like, are you kidding?
That's what I was saying. Like, but the thing is, the pacing is so good, the 2.5 hour flies by. I've seen Hobbit movie drag on for 2 or 3 hours. You're like, fucking
I can't even do the Hobbit.
This is well paced. It's well paced. Okay. It's well acted. The story is fun. The special effects are nice. I would want to say it's a lot of homages to different films in the genre. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be fair. And
it's kind of fantasy-esque. Is it fantasy-esque?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. It is fantasy. It's based in fantasy. It does have witches in it. That's why we're doing it for witching.
Right.
It can be horror adjacent because of the aspects of the fantasy, though.
Yeah, I'm just curious because I'm looking at it right now, and it looks like high like fantasy, high like adventure-y kind of thing.
One of the influences I believe they list was Princess Bride. So if that gives you any type of, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And there's lines you will hear. One of the things I was watching before this just happened to be the documentary on Gene Wilder. Aww. And I did not know how old Mel Brooks got.
Oh, yes.
He was always old to me, but now he's older.
It's like Clint Eastwood. He's always been 72.
Yeah.
He's still 72. He will always be 72.
So I've watched this, and one of the movies they did was Blazing Saddles, and they're like, are you awake or are we black? You know, mm-hmm. that comes out. And so when they use that line in a slightly different way in the movie, I'm like, oh, okay, is that an homage to Blazing Saddles? Which I hope the fuck it is.
Yeah.
Or is this
think it was
one big rip? Sometimes movies are just one big rip from another, you know. But that's not that. That's not the case for this one. This is a great showing of what you can do. The settings are basically a forest, a sea, some castle-looking things. We can all say like, oh, this is beautifully set, meaning someone went outside and did this shit. Like someone got this and it opens up in a wonderful opening scene with the overhead. And it's like, oh my God, that's beautiful.
How is the music?
It fits. There's no, well, I can't spoil it, but everything fits. The sound fits. The tension's there. The music itself is a good idea because Mozart is part of the music.
Okay.
Think of music you can use without having to pay a fucking royalty.
I mean, there's a lot.
I'm sorry, but it works really well with this. It works really well with this. And this idea, the story and the idea where magic is being outlawed by the queen who wants to use magic, be the only magic user there. It's like outlawing guns when you're the only person that has guns. Like okay. Only my gun's allowed. No one else's gun is allowed.
Right? Okay.
So you have this and you have the entire intrigue and backstory. Honestly, and this is going to be maybe telling a little too much how much I like or dislike a particular franchise. I'd rather watch this than House of Dragon or the fucking Lord of the Rings. Ring, where the fuck the new Lord of the Rings is called. I'd rather watch this. I think this is what it could have been. This is what House of Dragon and the Lord of the Rings new TV show should have been. It should have been this fun yet serious romp. Where you have suspense, you have action. People don't always show the best of themselves. It's real. The characters all have their flaws. They all have their ability to overcome some of them. And it is something that is absolutely, sounds like a passion. It really does sound like a passion. And it knows what it is. It doesn't try to be anything it's not. It knows exactly what it is. It's able to poke fun or make homages to other things in the genre. And Chris Dane Owens and Jason Schultz, I believe this is a home run. If you look at, they already won an award. It's still in like the things. It's still in the festivals, I think. I believe I'm seeing this at Gen Con as well. Or I'm talking to them. Surprise! I believe I'm talking to both of them at Gen Con when I go. And I'll hook them up with What's Cracking.
Oh, nice. But
I got this, it fell in my lap randomly because they're like, hey, you want to do an interview? I'm like, oh, let me see the movie first. And so I thank you for the movie. And you know me. Even if you give me a movie, if it's shit, and I'll tell you.
You'll still give it an okay grade.
I might give it like a 3 or 2.5. You grade high,
but you are pretty honest with if you actually watch it or not.
If you think I grade high, I look at movies like this. Did I make it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did I make this movie? No. Okay. So how much would it have been for this person to make this movie? I mean, there's some movies that we've got so many screeners. Some of these screeners that they gave me, they ain't coming out ever as a fucking review.
Yeah.
Like never, ever. I'm like looking for that one thing to say like this positive, like I can't do it. But this is an 8.6 out of 10 on IMDb. That's pretty fucking fair.
Yeah, there's high. Yeah, and it did win an award.
Yeah, and it's on Amazon right now, so check it out. It is Empire Queen, the Golden Age of Magics. Check it out on Amazon. You love it. I loved it. It's a bit kid-esque, meaning you can watch it with kids, probably PG-13.
Like older
PG.
Kids?
Yeah.
It
kind of aligns with the movie that I'm going to suggest for our threesome. Oh, that sounds weird. For our double team, tag team. Oh boy, gosh damn it.
Next week, tag team?
No.
Next time, tag team.
This time's tag team. It goes along with that one. So
okay.
All in all, And based upon this being an indie film that went 2.5 hours, that flew by at 2.5 hours, nothing dragged. There's nothing to cut. We've all seen movies that were like, please, what? This is not even an act. Just cut that shit out. This does not have it. There's no dead weight. The acting is great. The motion is great. Everything's so cool. I'm giving this a 4.5 out of 5 Cthulhus.
That's pretty high.
Boom.
That's pretty high.
I had zero expectations coming into this. When I saw that the runtime, I had less than zero. I was like,
I know, you're all like, what did I get myself into?
Right. And I'm like, because I had my mind on, oh God, it's one of those. Fuck me. Okay, hold on. I can do this. Where's my alcohol?
Where's my liquid IV?
Where's my liquid IV in my bunghole? But it's the acting of Seal Post, the Chris Danes, Owens, and Jason Schultz. They all act. And there's even, I'm going to say it right now. Spoiler alert, maybe. I don't know.
Don't spoil too much.
Okay, I won't spoil too much.
Yeah.
I'll just say there's someone in the film that might go ho, ho, ho. Motherfucker, yeah.
Okay.
Cypress Hill's in it.
Oh, okay.
A ho, ho, another ho, Merry Christmas. There you go. You thought I was going to do Santa Claus? Like, no, I'm talking about Cypress Hill.
Yeah, I was like very confused. Okay.
Cypress Hill is not in this movie, just so you guys know. But 4.5 out of 5, that's my final offer. Now, Box. I know, and we don't have to do a third movie whatsoever, but we usually do a third that we double team, and we didn't talk about this time because things, madness happens. We both got ultra unplugged from reality after watching a debate.
I totally watched it, though.
Lunatics.
Okay.
A third movie?
We were talking about The Craft.
I thought we already reviewed The Craft.
No, we didn't review The Craft. Because it was part of the witch. Because it was part of the witches. The witch theme.
We didn't review The fucking Craft?
No.
I watched The Craft.
You did. For this podcast.
Oh, shit. It's a craft?
It's The Craft because it's witches.
Okay. Then I'll have to mention one more witch movie. Okay. That was going to be my movie before I got Empire Queen, The Golden Age of Magic. With Chris Dane Owens and Jason Schultz. And Seal Post, by the way. They really do pull this off. This is such a great
point. Okay, got it. No.
I was going to do Bed Knobs and Broomsticks with Angela Lansbury.
Okay.
With my original.
That's great. I have not seen it.
Never seen? Oh my God. I've
never seen it.
And wait. You've not seen it? You've not seen?
I've not seen it with Angela Lansbury.
Well, I bring that up because because it's in World War II.
It is in World War II. And it was like, I know that it, yeah. Like,
it's Angela Lansbury just being tripped the fuck out through most of the guy. Roddy McDowell's in it.
Yes. I mean, okay. I've seen pieces of it. I know. As a big Angela Lansbury fan, it's very disappointing.
You might have to do like the top kid horror movies and put that one on.
Honestly, I'd be up for that.
Would you be? Okay.
I would be up for that.
Do you want to do Bedknobs and Broomsticks as our tag team or our solo?
Yeah.
As
our tag team. Because and then we can talk about it then.
Okay, cool.
Welcome back to Streaming Demons, where we talk about
things we'll do in a production meeting, basically. So, The Craft.
Production.
Honest to God, I did not remember. I remember watching it. I thought I already reviewed it. So, let's get The Craft. The weirdest thing about The Craft is the cast.
The cast is it's so 90s. It's such a 90s cast.
Christine Taylor, Skeet Ulrich, Rachel True, Neve Campbell. I know,
it's like, you get, like, Jan Brady saying racial slurs and then freaking out because her hair is falling.
And Robin Tooney, who is, like, knocked out episode of House and The Mentalist for seasons upon seasons upon seasons upon seasons.
Yes. Yeah.
And Fariza Balk, which I think.
Fariza Balk. She's great.
After that, though.
Okay. Yes. And I feel so bad for her because she was in the cursed production of The Island of Dr. Moreau with Val Kilmer. And what's the legend who went crazy? No offense, allegedly.
Marlon with Brando power. Didn't go crazy.
Marlon, he went crazy with power.
I don't know, but.
Allegedly.
I like
Brando. He wanted to be a dolphin. He wanted to be a dolphin man, okay?
That's all I'm gonna say. In the movie or the.
Yes, in the movie. Any of the world's littlest man. Anyway, we're not talking about that movie, but she was in that. Poor Veruza Balk. She did a great job in this movie. Oh, and
Nev Campbell's in it too.
Yeah. Absolutely. Scream Queen. I can't say anything. Scream Queen.
There you go. There. So we've got this. We got a lot of people, a lot of talent in it. And man, it comes
the
down
soundtrack,
to
the soundtrack just put me back right back there in the 90s.
What's the soundtrack like?
Oh, it had Matthew Sweet. It had Susie and the Banshees. It had Letters to Cleo, Heather Nova, just Portishead. It was crazy. I was just like, oh my gosh.
But like, you know, you think this movie's crazy, the soundtrack? You should hear another one with Robin Tooney in it. The one she shaves her head for. Empire fucking Records.
Oh, yeah. That one's an amazing soundtrack.
But when you're saying 90s?
I keep forgetting she was in that, to be honest.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Sincerely, a lot of people, and like, okay, if you didn't know about the 90s, let me tell you, we named most of the stars already. We did add in Renee Zellweger, sort of, starting to get it out in there. Liv Tyler. Add in Liv Tyler.
Well, this is the other movie. This is Empire Records.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to get for the listeners that they don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Who the hell is in the 90s?
Trying to think of other people.
Jay and Silent Bob.
Jay and Affleck Silent Bob.
Fucking Joey Lauren Adams. Jason Lee, Scott Moyo, Muse. So you, that's basically everyone who's ever acted in the 90s. The end. Now, back to the cult. Craft.
The craft.
Yes.
The craft.
So you like the music. I like the music too. The acting is phenomenal. These are all heavy hitters. They alone can carry their own movies. And as an ensemble, they kind of do work because that's what the craft's about, is an ensemble of people getting together. And doing witchy stuff.
Of women getting together. Like of these young women who have a lot of problems that they see. One of them was horrifically burned with something. She feels horrible about it. She has to get these medical, like, injections. Right. We have another who she's, you know, below poverty line. She has her mom and this asshole that's her mom's boyfriend who's completely inappropriate with her. Our main character, her mom had died when she was born. She's in this new place. She's trying to fit in. And then basically, I'm trying to think of like.
Well, okay. I'll save you with this one. It's basically the movie about don't judge a book by a cover lest you cover another. Oh, that's Johnny Rotten from Pill. But still, that's what the movie's about. We all are like, oh, we name the cast. No one's going to go, ew, that person's unaesthetically, yuck. No, they're all arguably great looking people. You know? So you're looking at these things, it's just a bunch of great looking people having problems. That's the craft.
So, no. I think it's young women having problems and needing to turn to something else to try to solve it. Are they good friends? No. They're horrible friends. I really feel bad for the main character. I'm sorry. I forget her name. Sarah. I really feel bad for Sarah because she goes there. Everybody's just a dick to her in this parochial school. And then she basically starts becoming friends with this coven because this asshole that she liked started spreading rumors about her, about sleeping with her. So then she became friends with them. But they're terrible friends.
Right.
They're really bad. But they're trying to make this, like, this bond. They're all trying to find this bond to where they belong.
With each other.
Yeah. But more than that, where they belong in the world, where they belong as people, as women, and as, well, young witches as well.
See, you understood it was at a Catholic school, and I was like, I didn't even get that.
Oh. No, I got that when I saw their outfits. I'm like, oh, that's a parochial school.
Oh, I just thought they were strippers. I did not know this.
No, they're not whores.
The horrors.
Horrors.
Hey, they not can be whatever they
like
want.
Christopher Lee.
Well, okay. So we're talking about it. It is a decent movie. Is it for kids, though?
No.
It's an R. It's actually an R in 96. Yeah.
I would say it's for teens. I would say teen.
Oh, define teen. Like mid to younger. Are you,
15. Mid, yeah. 16.
15, 16. You know, that's about right. Mid older.
Because that's what they're supposed to be portraying. And I feel like a lot of the issues that they had then, racism, classism, things like that, are still prevalent with young girls today. That would be. Yeah.
It really does address racism. It does address kind of being awkward as you grow up. And knowing later on, no matter how awkward you felt in high school or grade school or what it was, later on in your life, you can look back and going, wow, everyone's fucking lying anyways. They're all awkward and horrible. Everyone at that age is awkward and horrible. Some people hide it better than others. And they gang up on people so they don't have to see it in themselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think especially young AFABs, you know, you don't have a lot of power. You don't have a lot of freedom. You have to do what your parents say. You have to do what the clique say at school. You know, there's not a lot of freedoms to be different, to be yourself. And I think that kind of goes back to it. But then again, her friends were not good friends. They were very toxic, especially Fairuza Balk.
Yes, absolutely.
But they had a great fight scene. They had a great
award-winning from MTV.
Yeah, fight scene. It was a good fight scene.
It was decent. Everything with Nightmare on Elm Street Part 18 should have been, but wasn't.
Well, and for the day too, the effects, well, CGI, a lot of them. There was a lot of practical too with the bugs and snakes and whatnot.
Held up for the most part.
It was for the day and the time, because I remember watching it when I was younger and thinking, wow, that was amazing. She changed her hair color. Wow, that was amazing. Like with the mirror, you know. Yeah. It will be dated now, but for the time, it was very good.
The time was very good. And if you want to see it, I think 15, 16 year olds, go for it. I mean, ask your parents, because you ain't fucking 18 yet. But it is rated R. Go see some shit. I don't give a shit.
If you're going to watch a movie that's rated, you know, this would be a fine one. She says fuck once.
Put it this way. You can watch it with your fucking parents.
There's
nothing in this movie that makes you go, oh, fuck, why are my parents here?
Well, there's an essay scene, but she gets away. I'll tell you that spoiler. She's fine. She's okay.
Oh, okay. So what would you rate it?
You know, honestly, looking back at it, It was fun. I'm going to go high with it. I'm going to say a 4. I enjoyed it. It was a good blast from the past, and maybe I'm wearing my nostalgia glasses, but I enjoyed it.
I think it's a good solid 4. I'll give it 4.2.
Okay.
It's not quite a 4.5 for me, because there's some shit I'm like, I didn't understand some of the plot, and that's not because I'm dumb. I just didn't understand, like, why that had to happen. And sometimes, like, oh, it had to happen because of the movie. I'm like, okay, right. But
because it's, movie, right?
It's the Karate Kid thing. I'm like, I'm pretty sure you guys are going to jail right now. Fucking straight out. Most of you going to jail in the first act.
100%. Okay. 100%.
Like, I believe the witchcraft part of it, but I don't believe them not going to jail part. I'm like, really?
Fucking. Basically, though, if the cops said something and you're like, witchcraft, they'd be like, Okay, crazy person. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was
4 and 4.5.
Oh, you know what? I change it. I remember. I give it a 0. I give it a 0, and I'll tell you why. She killed the sharks.
Wow. Son of a bitch.
She killed the sharks.
So a 0 and a 4.2.
I don't like it. I don't like when you kill the sharks. They were doing nothing. They weren't even trying to eat you. And you killed them for no reason, just to prove that you're big and powerful and strong.
Oh.
Boo
shit.
On you.
Shit. Box.
What?
That was my argument with they/them last term. You know that, right?
What? That they killed the sharks?
Dog instead of sharks, but yeah.
Well, yeah.
Just to prove how big and bad you are. You didn't have to do it. Yeah, that's exactly it. So, all right. So, 0 and a 4.2. That's a little sway there for the best witch movie ever, I guess.
If you cut out that scene, it would be a 4.
All right. Go back to that.
If you want to watch Jan Brady say horrible racist things and then get what's coming to her.
Yeah. You can do that. And you could also watch the one where, I'm not going to mention names, but we kind of already did it, where a certain blonde actress who wants this movie off of a resume was really fucking racist throughout the entire goddamn movie of Kiefer Sutherland. That's all I'm saying. Google it. You can find it. We already did a review on it. Hell, it's on The Last Drive, and watch that too.
Oh.
All right. So that's it for our show. Okay. Box, what do you want to plug?
I want to plug. I'm looking it up. I have it on the thing. Up?
Okay. It's a plug. Just plug it.
I'm gonna go. I'm looking.
All right. While this box is looking up their thing to plug.
Yeah, you go.
I am going to plug SIPA Canada. SIPA, which is the Scientific Investigation of Paranormal Activity in Canada. I'm plugging that. If you have it on Facebook, go SIPA Canada. Check them out. Very cool people. Spooky, spooky, haunted. Box your plug.
Boo. Okay, boo. I can't find my plug. But what I'm going to say is, guys, it's the summer right now.
It is.
You know, there's a lot of cool stuff going on. If you feel comfortable with going out, go get some sun, go get some air, go get some fun. Go to a farmer's market. You know, just go and have a good time. Like, it's time for us to relax and enjoy it. Especially here in America, just take some time for yourself. You know, take some time for yourself.
Why, you still got time to take. All right, sounds good to me. Next time, we're doing the best children's horror movies.
Yeah. That was going to be fun.
All that and more on the next Stream of Demons. But this one.
Wait. I have to say it because I'm you.
All right, go for it.
All that and more on the next Stream of Demons.
Don't forget.
Is that better?
Yeah, motherfucker, later on.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You gotta get through this first. I hear a cat.
Oh, motherfucker.
Baby Yoda.